This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
In wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, 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 bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's by state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Great Wednesday morning, the day after the election, the day that Bob, the big no count, good for nothing, I'd rather piss in my pants than piss in a urinal spray, and his ass wipe boy, Mark, today he's the real big faggot, the best big faggot, because he got screwed a lot of ways in the election yesterday. For you people in St. Louis, you won't know a lot about this, but on the Illinois side, this asswipe Bob Sprague and Mark the Big Faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County Board Chairman, they have ruined this county for the last 8-10 years. Now, everybody knew that Kern had given money, him and his mama, gotta have your mama. Hey, bitch boy, when anybody's gotta have their mama get into the fight, and now I'm pissed at her, because she's part of the problem. She's now become a politician, Barbara Kern. And I won't talk about anybody's mama unless they give me crap, but Mark Kern's mama gave $10,000, people, and she's the mother of the infamous Mark the Big Faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County Board Chairman, and he gives $5,600. So we're talking better than close to $16,000. They give these three asswipe candidates, Christopher Rottweiler, Brian Whitaker, and Randy Randolph. And these are bastards that are connected with Herbie the Hemorrhoid Simmons, an unqualified, no good for nothing rotten bastard who has two sons that are felons. But that's okay. That's okay. Makes no difference because they're their felons, not ours. But Brian Whitaker and Randy Randolph worked for Herbie Simmons at 911. Brian Whitaker was the second in command. all three. Now think about this, people. All three of the candidates supported by the St. Clair County Central Committee Chairman, Bob, I'd rather piss in my pants than piss in a urinal sprig, and Mark the Big Faggot Kern. All three of their candidates lost in the aldermanic election yesterday in Belleville, Illinois. What does that tell you? All three of their candidates, and the candidates that won, and I'm not an Eckert, I'm not a Maximus Vaginus Big Pussy Mark Eckert fan, the failed mayor of Belleville, but I'd have to be for him before I could ever be for Kern or Sprague. And I think most people made that be known yesterday in the election. I think Kern and Sprague, I think you guys are just about on your way out of politics. These guys supported three candidates for aldermen, couldn't even win the aldermanic candidates in Belleville. That was Mark the Big Faggot Kern and Bob, I'd rather piss in my pants than piss in a urinal Sprague. And I'll get into that story at some other point in time. I've heard that from his family members, and it is funny, funny, funny as hell. But anyway, we'll leave that for another time. These asswipe bastards donated close to $20,000. And I hear that Whitaker was telling people that, oh, there was a lot of other donations, a lot of other donations, but they were so small they didn't have to be recorded. So you're probably talking $25,000, $30,000. And the county board chairman and the chairman of the Democratic Party could not even put one, you hear me, people, could not even put one of their three candidates in office. That shows you how unpowerful they are. But see, it's the old Wizard of Oz. These two ass white bastards, little small, no good for nothing, low life, bottom feeding bastards, they're behind that screen. Everybody thinks they're so important, so powerful. These guys aren't worth a damn. They can't get three aldermanic candidates elected in Belleville with all the money that they spent on their election. Think about it. And you good people in East St. Louis and below the hill, I hear Curtis McCall Jr. won in a landslide in Cahokia. I hear Mark Jackson won in a landslide in Centerville. And I really, really heard that Bob Eastern won in a landslide over 1,000 votes in East St. Louis. Now, this was Amika Ustinka Jackson Hicks, who was supported and endorsed by Mark the Big Faggot Kern and Bob, I'd rather piss in my pants than piss in a urinal Sprague. Those two ass white bastards, they come down, they gave her money, they supported her. They brought Dickie Durbin, the United States Senator, down. That couldn't even help her out. That shows you people that Mark the Big Faggot Kern should be, could be, and I believe will be removed from office. I do not think the proud Democrats will ever endorse him for re-election in 2020. Now, I could be wrong, and if I am, these Democrats are a bunch of total idiots, but I think they're smarter than that. And on a side note, Kern and Sprague came out, I'm endorsing Stephanie Belt. She was the candidate for SWCC trustee. She's from Cahokia. He and Kern endorsed her, and guess what? I believe because of the endorsement, she loses the election. So everybody that Mark the Big Faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County Board Chairman, and everybody that Bob, I'd rather piss in my pants than piss in a urinal Sprague, the St. Clair County Democratic Central Committee Chairman, everybody, do you hear me? Not 90%, not 95%, but 100% of the candidates that they supported lost. And you guys below the hill, you're going to be supportive of this ass white bastard after he didn't support you, after Kern didn't support you? Now, the white boys, Kern and Sprague, are up here laughing, saying, that's okay. Those black sumbitches, they'll come around. We'll throw a few extra dollars. I know what they're saying. Don't know for a fact, but I've been in meetings before, and I know what's been said in meetings before. And they're going to think, hey, let it die out. Let it die out a day or two or three, and those black sumbitches will come back around. We'll throw some money at them. But it's unbelievable the money spent by Kern and Eckert, I'm sorry, by Kern and Sprague to beat Eckert, and they couldn't beat that asswipe. And he is a good-for-nothing son of a bitch, too. He's an ex-chimney sweep. Now he's working on flyers. You know, it's a pansy, pushing pansies, if you know what I mean. And I think you do. But I think he by far is the lesser of the two evils. Not by much, but he's the lesser of the two evils. But when Kern and Sprague spend $25,000, $30,000, whatever in Belleville and lose every candidate and spend probably $100,000 to $150,000 because they tell me there was money floating all around. I think they took your money and run, Kern. I think they took your money and run, Sprague. So that shows you what they think about you down below the hill, you two asswipe. And they are racist. They are no count. Talk about Bob Romanek. You ought to hear those bastards in the privacy of their conversations. You think I was a church boy. But the ignorant bastards at the Belleville New Slimer crap, again, they didn't tell you. They said in the paper that two candidates backed by Eckert win Belleville race. No, ends up all three of the candidates won, but the Belleville New Slimocrat, they're a bunch of idiots. They don't even put a big article in the paper chastising Kern. They just glanced over that. But, Bob, I think I'll call Bob. Bob, I'm spreading and spending a lot of time in my own urine, Sprague, because he pissed all over him. He lost every election in Belleville, lost the election in East St. Louis, lost the election for Swick, and he's the big leader of the St. Clair County Democratic Organization. Well, I'll tell you Republicans, and I'm not a Republican, and I'm not a Democrat, but I'll tell you Republicans, if you wise up, I think you can make some inroads, because if Sprague stays in office, if Kern runs for county board chairman again, I think there's a chance there could be another Madison County. I think there's a chance where the Republicans, of course, most of them are a bunch of idiots. You got Mary Turdman and Barb Viviano and O'Fallon. They screw up the whole Republican Party for everybody in St. Clair County, but that's okay. But think about it, people. Kern and Sprague spent probably $200,000-$300,000. Don't have the right figure because I know the way they play the game in East St. Louis. That money floats around. It's never accounted for. You guys, everybody knows that. I don't have to tell you anything. You all know that. But they supported Amika Jackson, you stinker Hicks, for re-election. Couldn't even, and it's always better to be for the incumbent because the incumbent always has the upper hand. But she has done such a bad, bad job in East St. Louis that it's an embarrassing defeat at the hands of Bob Easterin and the East St. Louis Democratic Party down there. Bob Easterin, we want to congratulate you, the new mayor of East St. Louis, who I believe personally, don't know him very well, but I believe personally that he has a vision to help East St. Louis progress in the next 8-10 years, because without somebody getting in there and fighting for the people, it's never going to happen. But Sprague, Amika Jackson, and Kern, friends and family of Belleville, friends and family my ass, that's all the hell you take care of, your friends and family. The Sprague and Kern political organization, for all intents and purposes, is done. He couldn't win one of his candidates for Swick, for mayor of East St. Louis, for the aldermanic candidates in Belleville, and somebody's going to follow Bob. I'd rather piss in my pants than piss in a urinal, Sprague. Again, they did not, people, win one political candidate. Did I not predict, and go back a few shows, did I not predict, and did I not tell you that these low-life pieces of political crap, Sprague and Kern, were and are on their way out of the political arena? And I'll tell you, I think that's good for everybody in St. Clair. Sprague and Kern couldn't win their own hometown, could not win the two leaders of the Democratic organization in St. Clair County, people. See, you won't read that in the paper. They won't dissect it. They'll put a few lines in and it's gone. I will dissect it, double dissect it. But what total embarrassment when these two guys could not even win their own town, their small town of Belleville. Then I see in the mayor's race, Amika Jackson Hicks gets 31%. She's the incumbent. She gets 31%, and Bob Easterin gets 50%. So I think the people of East St. Louis have spoken, and I think the time is going to come, and I think East St. Louis is going to be the catalyst, people. I think East St. Louis is going to be the catalyst. I think East St. Louis, and I hope that East St. Louis, Centerville, Allerton, Cahokia, Brooklyn, Illinois, everybody below the hill, and there are still a lot of proud blacks down there, I hope you guys all unite, and I believe it to be coming. I hope you guys all unite and take care of Sprague, take care of Kern, and tell them it's time to go. Eastern, it's unofficial totals, 2,700 votes. Amika Jackson, you stink of Hicks, 1,700. So it's over 1,000 votes. To beat the incumbent by over 1,000 votes, Carl Officer got 900 votes. And Daryl Thompson, don't know who the hell he is. He's got 92 votes, and that's with all 25 of the 25 precincts recording. But do you people understand? I hope I've given you a little insight into what's going on. And by the way, not only did Kern and Sprague lose the mayorship down there, not only did they lose the SWCC trustee spot down there, not only did they lose the three aldermanic spots, they lost for the East St. Louis School Board. They lost for the East St. Louis School Board. R.C. Clark won, Betty Jones Carr won, and Irma Galladay won, and they were with Bob Eastern in the heart of the people. They were with Bob Eastern in the heart of the people. Now, I say and I hope you get rid of that asswipe, no good for nothing, Garrett Harner from Belleville. He's one of Sprague's right-hand men. Sprague's got a couple right-hand men. What do you do with all those right hands, Sprague? You stick them down your drawers, you idiot. But he works for East St. Louis School District, makes $800,000-$900,000, people below the hill. And he's with Sprague, the same Sprague that's trying to take money away from you good people that are sick because of the alleged toxic fumes from Ciro Copper and Monsanto. Just remember that. A much, much overpaid idiot attorney who, again, is someone tied. He's tied at the hips. He's tied at the hips for Sprague and Kern. It's really time. It's really time, people, to clean up St. Clair County. Let's go ahead and take this call on Ferguson because I want to talk about Ferguson anyway. Go ahead, Ed. You're on the dark side.
Hi, Bob. I'm Ed, a proud white man from South St. Louis. Can I tell you how happy and proud I am of the people from Ferguson who felt that to be on their city council, you needed better credentials than have a thieving thug for a son?
No, I agree. Hey, Ed. She got McFadden, for you people that don't know McSpadden, I'm sorry. She's the asswipe, half-time, quarter-time mother of Michael Brown. I don't have factual facts, but I don't believe that she was really involved in Michael Brown's life till after he was killed. But she gets, it's a three-way race just for her small aldermanic ward in Ward 3. She gets only 20% in the three-way race, just like her nigger, racist, thug, Michael Brown son. She got buried. She got buried to death, Ed, in the election yesterday. Did you know that?
Yes, I did, Bob, and I think it just speaks volumes for the people of Ferguson.
You know what? I didn't think about that, Ed, but I think you're right. See, the people of Ferguson know this asswipe, little Leslie McSpadden. She's probably made $1 million off the death of her son, her asswipe, criminal nigger son, thug son. But it's amazing when these people come around to their family after the incident is over, after they can make some money. But she really, I watched her on television back a few years back or a year and a half. She thought she was some kind of rap, some kind of movie star. She got out there talking about what her son, she didn't know much about her son. But you're right, Ed, for the good people of Ferguson that know this ignorant, stanky bitch, that she only gets 20%, not in the mayor's election, not in the election of the total town, Ed, but only 20% in her small Ward 3 in Ferguson. That really shows what an asswipe bitch she is. That really shows that the people of Ferguson know about her. And even more than that, Ed, that shows that the people of Ferguson are some intelligent people. What do you say?
Well, I'm thinking it shows also that the people of Ferguson want to clean up their community by keeping riffraff like her out of politics.
You know what I think? What area do you live in, Ed?
Down by Jameson in 44.
Okay, how is that area safe still?
Oh, there's no neighborhoods that are safe anymore, Bob, because all the bad guys got cars. You know, I mean, we have people driving to our neighborhood on a weekly basis causing trouble.
Yeah. Hey, Ed. Sort of the subject. Now in Chicago, Lightfoot. Laura Lightfoot, a former federal prosecutor, she's a black lady, she's gay, she's a lesbian, and everybody hoops and holler. When the hell has people started hooping and holler because you're gay? Is that something, I'm asking you that rhetorically, because you probably don't know either, but I thought, you know, if you want to be gay, but now the gays are touting it like they've won the like they've won the Nobel Prize for doing something right. Am I right or wrong?
They seem to get it to work for them.
Yeah. I see where this mayor, she's got elected in it, and you know what she said? She is going to take the corruption. Now, this bitch gets elected, the first openly gay black person to lead the nation's third largest city. She gets elected, and the politicians elected her with all that money, and she's got the nerve and the audacity to say that she's going to clean up the city of Chicago. What kind of crap is that?
She's a legend in her own mind.
Hey, Ed, hey, thanks for the call. And you people of Ferguson, you guys are a lot smarter, actually a lot smarter than I thought you were. McSpadden, Mrs. McSpadden, Leslie McSpadden, son who was fatally shot, touched off, it says, months of protest and violence. Yeah, that's true. The man tried to kill a police officer and the niggers didn't like it. That the nigger, there, that other nigger, Michael Brown, didn't kill a white police officer. So you're right. They had months touching off months of protest and violence. I don't know if they're bragging about that. I don't know. But again, people, I want to remind you that this election, I think, has started a dawn of a new day in St. Clair County. Big headlines. Again, Kern family donates $15,600 to candidates who expose Eckert. Eckert's got to be creaming his jeans. You know, Mark the big pussy, Maximus Vaginas, and he is a big pussy. He's got to be sitting there playing with his little twing-a-lingle and having a good time today. Because I don't think it was you, Mark the big pussy, Maximus Vaginas Eckert, that beat Kern. I think it was the good people of Belleville understand what's going on, understand that they can't take much more of Mark the big faggot Kern. And you ought to see this bastard in the newspaper smiling with his mouth. Well, he's probably used to having his mouth open, if you know what I mean. And I kind of think that you do. But it's amazing, people. So think about it. An historic day in St. Clair County. An historic day in St. Clair County where the county board chairman and the chairman of the Democratic organization put thousands and thousands of dollars out to beat a mayor candidate in East St. Louis, to beat through three aldermanic candidates in Belleville, to run a candidate in support, because Bob Sprague said he supported Stephanie Belt down in Cahokia. And I thought to myself, damn, that's the kiss of death if you've got Bob Sprague supporting you. Couldn't win anything. Couldn't win the school board in East St. Louis. That shows you. You proud black people in East St. Louis, I hope you've wised up. I hope you've understand that Mark, the big faggot Kern, who's, by the way, great-grandfather was a hell of a racist and let a black man be hung just because he didn't want to upset the white people. You guys have to think about that and know that it can be and may be the dawning of a new day if you people will stick together. Now, I know Sprague and Kern, they're reorganizing. They're going to come down there. They're going to throw a bunch of money around. They're going to throw a bunch of promises around. And you good people below the hill, I've been there. I've lived with you all my life. It's always been lie after lie after lie. So remember it. Remember it when those bastards come back down. And you school board members, it's time to spread the wealth. It's time to get some competent black and white attorneys down there at the East St. Louis School District. Not give it to one white boy. Garrett Harner works for SWCC. He works for East St. Louis School District. He works for 8 or 10 city municipalities. Is there a city attorney? This man must be Superman. He's got to be up 60 hours a day to make that money. And when there's only 24, I think it's very, very hard to do. So anyway, I want to congratulate everybody who won the election, whether they be friend or foes. But it's just amazing when I see what's going on. Campo wins for Southwestern Illinois College Board by about 700-800 votes for Stephanie Sherlach Belt. She was the incumbent. I think she was appointed to that position by Sprague. And Sprague, you couldn't even hold that position. And I think if I'm Stephanie Sherlach Belt from Cahokia, I think I send you a letter that I'm pissed off that you even talked about me. Because you, I think, Bob, I'd rather piss in my pants than piss in the urinal, Sprague, and Mark the big faggot Kern. I think you guys are the death of the Democratic Party as we now know it in St. Clair County. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out?
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 Well, the party was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I hear a woman shout out,
who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud to be the Patriot.
Gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.
Sprague and Kern, they know the dark side. Don't bend over because something may be stuck up your dark side, if you know what I mean. And I don't want you clapping and saying you wish it happened, Kern and Sprague. Hey, you ass white bastards, give me a call. You ever heard of a crazy son of a bitch like me being on the radio and talking about the two most powerful people in St. Clair County and those ass white bastards are hiding? Before we get onto that, I want to congratulate Lewis Reed. He's the president of the Board of Aldermen in St. Louis. He won by about 80% over in St. Louis. A good man. Don't know him very well. I read up on everybody. I research everybody. And I think he's done the best he can do with what he's got to work with in the St. Louis area. And also had a call from a good friend of mine, that's Skip Kernan. You know Skippy Pippy? Skippy Pippy Kernan? He's a failed, I believe, St. Clair Township Highway Commissioner from Swansea. He ran for trustee in Swansea. He was number five. Now, not being number five ain't bad if there's 50, 60, 100 people running, but when you're number 5 out of 5, what does that tell you? So the people of Swansea, Skippy Boy, Skippy Kernan, I think they've told you, like the good people of St. Clair County, the good Democratic organization, the once good rank and file good Democrats of St. Clair County, I think they've told you, like they've told Sprague and Kern, that it's time to go. Sprague and Kern's own Democratic organization, the Democratic organization, people, that they both control, the two biggest leaders of the Democratic Party in St. Clair County, couldn't get a SWCC trustee elected, couldn't get a mayor elected in East St. Louis that they endorsed, brought the Dickie Durbin down, couldn't get the school board, their school board people elected. All the trustee, the aldermen in East St. Louis, let me remind you, they lost their two aldermanic candidates. So Bob Eastern and his organization had a clean sweep in East St. Louis fighting Kern and Sprague. So what does that tell all you good people, all you proud Democrats, you great rank and file, not the organizational 1 or 2 or 3%, but you great organizational Democrats? You tell those guys, it's time to go. The organization is dead. It needs to be have a rebuild. And you know it's cheaper to buy a house, knock it down, and rebuild than it is to remodel. And I think that's what's time has come for the St. Clair County Democratic Organization, because there, as I always say, a lot of great Democrats, a lot of great Republicans. It's just the organizational Democrats, the organizational Republicans that screw up both parties. But I see here that they tried to reach Kern, couldn't reach Kern. Sprague could not be reached for comment. You notice these asswipe bastards, they always throw a rock. If I ever throw a rock, I'll stand there and wave both hands. I want you to know where it came from. But asswipe bastards like Kern and Sprague, they'll throw a rock and run. And then not only will they run, if they get caught, they'll blame somebody else. But it's amazing. It says the friends and family for Belleville, they were organized, and there was a fax come up to Springfield. And the fax number was, guess what? It was from Sprague and Urban Law Firm. You heard me, Sprague and Urban Law Firm, the law firm where Sprague works in Belleville. And then this Rottweiler said he didn't know why Mark Kern is supporting him. What are these asswipe, lousy, lying bastards? They had meeting after meeting. I've had people tell me that they were all having several meetings at Sprague's office. There are three aldermanic candidates, and let me remind you, the three aldermanic candidates that all lost. They all lost. The Democratic Party has turned its back on Bob, I'd rather piss in my pants than piss in a urinal, Sprague, and Mark, the real, I say at this point, the real big faggot Kern. Think about it, people. Times are changing. They got to change for all of us. You see what's going on in Washington, and I'm not a big national political guy, because you can get that crap anywhere and everywhere else, but think about it. It's about time for a change, people. These politicians, both Democrats and Republicans, they have talked and talked and talked about, we're gonna make change. These bastards never, ever, ever, ever make change. You know it, I know it, we all know it. Let's go ahead and take Lou. Go ahead, Lou, you're on the dark side. Go ahead, Lou. I guess I waited him out. People. On a very, very serious note, I've been around politics over 50 years. I've been a good guy, I've been a bad guy, and I've been the guy in between. Not the way you think, Kern. There's a different in between than what you think. And I think maybe you could get a hold of Kern, the Belleville News slime of crap. I think you get a hold of Kern if you may. I say maybe, don't know. Maybe check one of the gay bathhouses. Maybe he's in there getting a lip massage after the thorough trouncing that him and Bob Sprague got.
What does it take to get this hard?
Well, that wasn't, was that you, Kern? I don't know. I don't know what it takes, though. You ain't, don't get close to me, Kern. Maybe go again to one of those gay bathhouses. I don't know your sexual preference, don't want to know, but I got to tell you, if I was married to that ugly, hairy-ass bitch, Aaron Kern, I may end up at a gay bathhouse too, because boy, she is a skanky, slutty, no good for nothing, little lousy lying bitch, lied on me a few years back and got embarrassed in court. But hey, that's for another day too. But think about it, people. The leaders of the Democratic organization, the two white boys, couldn't control East St. Louis, couldn't control the blacks. And I think you're going to get more of that, Kern. I think you're going to get more of that, Sprague. And it's amazing. It's amazing how during these elections, everybody promises you everything. After the election, nothing gets done. It happens time after time after time. So I just hope, and I want to pound it today. Yes, I do. Not pound it the way you think, big faggot Kern. See, I got to preface all this crap because I don't want him thinking that maybe you give me a call. Why don't you give Dupert? Why don't you give Ron Dupert, that openly gay judge, that disrespected and disgraced judge from the 20th Judicial Circuit, Kern? Why don't you give him a call if you're into that stuff? I don't know, I said, but if you are. But people, remember, and we'll talk it about again, but today is a day to say times have changed. You see how it changed in East St. Louis. They beat the incumbent mayor who had the support of U.S. Senator Dick Durbin. They bring down a white boy to East St. Louis. A white boy ain't been down there in 35 years. A white boy that lived there for 2 or 3 months. And I lived in East St. Louis. Well, hell, I was in prison. I lived in Leavenworth for 18 months, but I don't say that I'm from Leavenworth. But you notice, Sprague and Kern, Dick Durbin, the white boys, couldn't pull it off. I think the proud blacks in East St. Louis, I hope the proud blacks in Centerville, Allerton, Cahokia, Brooklyn, I hope they understand. And the people that know me down there, I'm down there every day. I'm not a racist, I'm a realist. I'm for everybody getting their fair share. Herbie the Hemorrhoid Simmons, $100,000 a year job. Nobody in East St. Louis even knew about it. Nobody knew about any of these jobs. Nobody knew about the job Frank Bergman got when he screwed up Cahokia. They ran him out of Cahokia, the failed mayor of Cahokia. But that's okay. But I hope you good, proud black people below the hill and proud white people above the hill start understanding what the hell's going on. Because if you don't, it's going to be detrimental. I mean detrimental to everybody. And a little bit, by the way, a man was shot to death at a club in East St. Louis. A man was stabbed multiple times during a fight in East St. Louis. And Amika Jackson Stinka Hicks, you said you were good for East St. Louis. And Sprague and Kern, these bastards haven't been down to East St. Louis in 25 years. They're afraid. Every time they go down there, they not only does Sprague piss in his drawers, but Kern, the big faggot, the failed St. Clair County board chairman, this rotten bastard, pisses in his drawers. Now, I'm challenging you good people from East St. Louis, Centerville, Cahokia, Allerton, all throughout the region below the hill. I hope you do what's right by your people. And that's right, your people, the black people, the proud black people. And there's still a lot of them down there. A lot of them because they can't go anywhere else. So why don't you guys start doing what's right, start working with the proud blacks above the hill, and get something done for not the blacks or the whites, but for all the people of St. Clair County. Now's the time to make the change. Robert Eastern, Curtis McCall Jr., Mark Jackson, all the mayors below the hill, I hope you guys will now, and I know y'all, everybody listens below the hill to me. They may not like me, a lot of them, but they listen. I hope you guys understand that you don't need Mark the big faggot Kern. I hope you understand that you don't need Bob. I'd rather piss in my pants than piss in the urinal, Sprague, because they've done nothing. They've done nothing for the proud black community other than screw you guys. And you know it. I'm not telling you anything. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. Let's try Lou again. Go ahead, Lou. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, thanks for taking my call. You know, yeah, you're right about Kern and Sprague. They're definitely on their way out. But let's not forget who's going to be stepping up to replace them. And that's going to be from down the hill. And the main guy who is the main organizer out of all this, and that's Curtis McCall.
You know what, Lou, I somewhat agree with you. I think Curtis McCall, and I don't agree with, most of the time I don't agree with Curtis McCall, but I have to agree that I think every one of those guys down there, no matter if I've talked about them or not, good or bad, I think all of them are better than Kern and Sprague, because I think they want to share a little bit. Sprague and Kern just want to give to their unqualified friends, unqualified family, but I think you're right. I think Curtis McCall will be, but I also believe, and again, I know Curtis from working with Francis Touche back in the day when Curtis was a chief in Centerville. I don't know Bob Eastern that good, but I think if Bob Eastern, the new mayor, the successful man who won the election even after the St. Clair County Democratic Organization through Sprague and Kern tried to beat him with all their money. I think if Bob Eastern, Curtis McCall, Marcus Jackson, the mayor of Centerville, don't know him very well, but I believe him to be an honorable man too. If they all come together, I think they can work with the white community above the hill, Lou, and I think everybody can get a little piece of the pie. What do you think?
Well, I there's absolutely no question, and Mark Jackson is an honorable guy, and in actuality, McCall backed Eastern for the and the school board in East St. Louis, and all their people came in, you know. So I don't, you know, that's you know, not known throughout the entire organization, even though McCall backed Eastern. Eastern did not get the backing from Kern and Sprague.
You know, Lou, I don't know if you knew. I don't know if you've been listening, but I know, no. Bob Eastern didn't get the support of Sprague and Kern. They came down and endorsed Amika Jackson Hicks. They brought Ricky Turbin. And this is a guy, and Lou, this pisses me off and everybody else. I'm a proud white man. But when you bring a white man down to try to influence black votes, something ain't right. You're either an idiot or you think the blacks that you're trying to sway are idiots. But no, Lou, yeah, we knew that. We knew that Curtis McCall and his organization, Mark Jackson and his organization, that they were backing Bob Eastern. And that's why I believe these guys have finally stood up. I believe Curtis McCall. I believe Mark Jackson. I believe Curtis McCall Jr., Robert Eastern, the whole Democratic organization down there, Lou. I think they've had enough, and I think after today, they're going to know that Sprague and Kern are no good for the party. And I believe, and I think it may happen, don't have any inside information, but the way everybody's moving politically, I think that Kern will not be their supported candidate for county board chairman in 2020. What do you think?
Curtis McCall is the one who's going to knock him out. Sprague will be gone, but let's not forget, Jared Horner will remain.
Now, why do you say that?
It's just a hunch.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, then you guys below the hill, who I respect for winning the election, if you keep that asswipe, no good for nothing Jared Horner in any kind of position, then the victory is for naught. Because when you clean house, you can't clean out Osama bin Laden and his mama. You got to clean out the whole family. And I think that's what I think, Lou, that's what they're going to do. Maybe not, but I'll give you last word.
Curtis McCall is a formidable leader. Don't underestimate his organizational skills and his leadership skills. And I have to say that he's going to rise above everyone else in St. Clair County.
Okay, Lou, thank you very much for the call. I don't know if one man is going to rise. I think we've had too many one man rising through Touche, who I was his bodyguard, through Kern, through all the county board chairmen. I think that this power needs to be spread out. I think everybody needs to have a little piece of the pot, political pie. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
anyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Welcome back to the dark side. As always, it is an honor, a privilege. We had the king, not Elvis, but the king of all sports media, Kevin Slayton. He's our sports director right here at KQQZ and also the star of the Kevin Slayton Show every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. right here on the all-new KQQZ 1190 a.m. King, how the hell you doing?
I couldn't be better, except I think you might be feeling better this morning because of the election results.
Now, Kevin, you've been around a long time, and I know you're a sports expert, and you're pretty good at politics, too. Not quite as good as yard sports, but our county board chairman, our leader of the Democratic organization, they spend thousands and thousands of dollars to support this candidate, that candidate. They lost 100% of their candidates. So to me, they're not much of, there's not much of leaders, are they?
No, and that's unheard of.
Yeah, well, it's going to be unheard of. I think you're going to see a political coup. I listen to you every day. In the shower, I listen to you.
I appreciate
well,
that.
Well, yeah, that's okay. And you always talk about a guy that I think's funny as hell. He reminds me of Jeff Duncan, the ventriloquist. What's the guy's name, the old guy? Grumpy, Mr. Grumpy?
Yeah.
Joe Biden, creepy Uncle Joe.
Creepy Uncle Joe Biden.
I hear there's two more ladies now that come out for creepy Joe.
How bad is he? Remember the Democrats and the liberals all saying when Judge Kavanaugh was being confirmed, we must always believe the woman.
Yeah, I heard, well, I heard you say that, several. Anymore. No,
well,
yeah.
No, they're not. Now they're saying, oh, well, see, my feeling is you should never believe the woman. You should never believe a man. You should always listen to them and then let me see evidence.
Yeah, and believe the facts.
I'll believe the facts, but I'm not going to believe your word. How many innocent guys are in prison because women said they raped them and they lied? They've been freed. Over 250 been freed from DNA.
What I like now, Nancy Pelosi, her and her ass-wipe, connected it to Hick, Charlie Schumer.
Yeah.
Oh, that Kavanaugh. Yeah, up, yeah. That Kavanaugh, he should go. You know, people, he should go. But now she's saying about Joe Biden. Well, Uncle Joe, he's just a little bit.
A little flirtatious.
A little flirtatious and blah, blah, blah. You know, these no good, hypocritical, rotten bastards.
That's just what they are, is hypocrites. And the hypocrisy and the insult to you, to me, to every American person out there who has a functioning brain. It's an insult to us that we don't. It's like we don't remember what you said just a few months ago. We forgot.
You know, Kevin, if somebody would take the time in a 20-year period to archive everything everybody said, every candidate before every election, and then played it afterwards, these guys would be afraid to run because they lie about, and you good people out there, you know they lie about everything. Why do you keep letting them get away with it? And that's what amazes
this,
me.
They use this, that blows me away too. You keep voting for the same damn incumbents who aren't worth a crap. And the Chicago mayor now, she gets up now, she's got all the boxes checked for the liberals. Black, gay, female. The only thing she doesn't have is she doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
She's been an attorney. She's never run a business. She's never been involved in politics one way or another, which I don't care about as much as I do care about you running a business, because that's what government is. And then she says, we're going to be transparent. We're going to do this. Where's your plan?
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. All of you politicians say the same thing, but I want to hear a plan.
What about her saying to have the audacity and the nerve to say she's going to stop the corruption?
Right.
And she got elected by the corruption.
Right, right. Why don't you say, here's my plan for stopping the murders of black-on-black crime in the south side of Chicago. Here's my plan for that. Now, I'd vote for her if I were in Chicago. Yeah. But she doesn't.
No,
it's like the Republicans. Well, we're going to run against Obamacare. Well, what's your plan? Well, we don't really have one.
Yeah.
Well, but they've got away with it for 150 years. How are we going to keep going?
It's absurd.
Hey, listen, we got to go. Kevin Slayton, don't forget, every Monday through Friday, right here on the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM from 7 to 9 AM, you get the best in sports. Not the best-looking guy, but the best.
Hey,
the best sports guy around. Hey, what do you think about...
Everybody can't look as good as you.
Well, that's true. Well, you must be blind. What do you think about Mr. Bomarito? I've met him one time.
That's sad. You know, anytime an iconic guy dies, you know, he obviously was Tony's.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, grotesquely overpriced, but...
I think your Taco Bell's grossly overpriced, but that's just my opinion.
I knew Kim Tucci better than I knew...
Yeah,
it was a shame for a guy
Kim
like
was a good
that.
Friend, yeah.
And it was amazing, on a last note, it was amazing how he was in the restaurant business, but... Everybody else that got in the restaurant business, he tried to guide him along to be successful.
Yeah.
That's very admirable.
He really
did. I appreciate
and
that from that
money,
guy.
He gave money like a certain guy in this building here does without everybody knowing it. He did it very quietly. I'm not the guy I'm talking about. I'm talking about you.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
Well, people like you should be thanked. Yeah. And I know you guys don't want publicity for it, but you and Kim Tucci are very similar in that regard.
Well, I just hope Mr. Bomarito's family's taking it as well as they can. So we hope you rest in peace. And for all the listeners, today wasn't a crazy day, but it was a day necessary to explain what's going on in St. Clair County politics, because I think the St. Clair County Democratic Organization died last night, and I hope you good people below the hill understand what I'm saying. You'll have a lot of support to come up here with the decent white community and work together to be fair to everybody. So that's the offer. If you want to take it, take it. In the meantime, let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. And as always, at the end of the day, we have to, we must. We will not succeed without destroying these bastards, before they destroy us. Destroy them politically, of course. No violence. Politically, of course. Right here. On the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ. St. Louis.